Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new you by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Hope everybody's doing great today. So y'all, just want to make it a point to let y'all know that my podcast will have brand new episodes on Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday and Change Your Mindset Monday, or Mindset Change Monday. I butchered that pretty bad. So 2 days a week, you could expect brand new episodes of my podcast on Fridays and Mondays. Now to our regular tune station. So y'all, if you didn't catch Monday's episode, go check it out. It's called Stop Idolizing. Because when we idolize things, at some point they can destroy our lifestyle or put us somewhere where we don't expect to go. So go check that out. That dropped just this past Monday. But anyways though, y'all, I had this buddy way back in the day, and he was a great athlete. He was really, really good at all sports. It wasn't just one sport. It wasn't two sports. It was all sports for this guy. And I would always question, like, dude, what is this? Stop. Because everything he did sports-wise was great. And mind you, he was destined to make it to professional sports, whether it was football, basketball, baseball, whatever it was. We all had an idea or an epiphany that one day he was going to be one of the richest athletes in the world. Well, as things started to progress for him, as he got a little bit older, he decided that sports was no longer for him. He started wearing a name tag that did not belong to him. And because he wore a name tag, it impacted his adulthood, and his athletic skills diminished because he chose to become a drug dealer, because he wanted money right then instead of being patient and focusing on being an athlete. And sometimes in life sucks you up and you get stuck trying to figure out how to make a better life for yourself and your family, and you end up making a bad decision. So he wore a name tag called drug dealer. And because he got into dealing drugs, it led his life down a path that wasn't good. He ended up being on drugs, and things just didn't turn out good for this individual. But that's a perfect segue in today's topic. The title is The World Doesn't Write Your Story, You Do. We get trapped up, like I said, in the world with believing that there's nothing for us. We've got to make a quick buck. We've got to do this to be great in life. We've got to do this to be successful. And when you make quick decisions like that, sometimes it's a wrong decision. And we find ourselves being somewhere we don't want to be. The world should never write your story. You should write your own story. John Maxwell said, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And let me give you an example about what that leadership is. If a leader says, I want you to be to work at 8 a.m., that leader is also at work at 8 a.m. or even before then, right? A great leader, let me point out, a great leader follows particular traits of a great leader. If a leader says, don't be on your cell phone all day long, focus on your craft, then a leader also practices the same thing. And so a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. That's a great leader. But the question is, how do you write your own story? Because I think we all dabble with that. How do I write my own story? I live in a world where society decides my life for me. I live in a world where I can't make lots of money because society tells me that I can't. So how do we write our own story? By becoming a leader. Because when you are the leader of your life, you decide which direction you're going to go in life. You're going to decide your success factor. But if you allow the world to suck you up and let them write your story, and you're not a leader, that's when issues start to come your way. So when I asked that question earlier about how do you write your own story, it made me ruminate. Because it made me really question, how do we write our own story? And I'm doing this podcast for those who question this fact. And let me just say this, and this is going to clear the air. If you're not a leader, you are a follower. You have to be a leader and not a follower. I know plenty of followers in this world, but they have no idea that they are a follower because they have no way of understanding how a leader thinks. You have to think like a leader to be a leader. You have to think like a follower to be a follower. So we shouldn't be a follower. We should be a leader. We should be deciding how we want our story to be written for our life. You shouldn't let anyone else dictate that and give you a name tag that doesn't belong to you. A name tag is something like someone giving you a name like drug addict, thug, gangster. You see these name tags people give us, we wear them proudly. And then when it comes to writing your story, someone else is writing it, not you. And when someone else writes your story, it never ends the way you want it to. The decisions you make in life will determine your self-worth. What is your self-worth? Do you value yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you care enough about yourself to make wise decisions? We all make or have made bad decisions, right? But some decisions you make are worse. But let's talk about a leader, because this episode is about you becoming a leader so that at the end of the day, you can write your own story and you don't have to wear a name tag someone wants you to wear, right? Let me just call out a few traits about a leader though. Because a leader usually has very noticeable traits. Very noticeable traits. You don't have to go and dig through a cotton field to find the needle. And the needle is a symbolization of a leader to find a leader. You don't have to do that, right? You don't have to dig through the haystack to find a leader. A leader usually has very noticeable traits. But pay attention to those traits. Now, they may not have all the traits, but they have the majority of them. A great leader can walk in the room and their presence will be felt. I recently served on jury duty a couple months back, and I got selected for the jury foreman. And it was really cool. After the verdict was read, we got to go back in the jury room, and the judge came and talked to us and asked us why did he make the decision that we made, and also what was things that he could do better as a judge going forward. And so he walks in and he starts talking, and he looks at me and says, I knew you were going to be the jury foreman. And I had the pleasure to serve on the jury panel with Caribe Divine. And you may not know who that is, but she is a Channel 12 news anchor. So if you don't know who that is, go watch Channel 12 News or Google her, Caribe Divine. But anyways, I had the pleasure to serve with her. And she asked a question to the judge. She said, how did you know James was going to be the leader? What was it? And he said, when he walked in the courtroom that day, it was something about his presence that told me he wanted to be there, he wanted to stand out, and he wanted to be the leader. And when he said that, everyone in the room was like, that was definitely James. So a leader presence can and will be felt at all times. A great leader. I'm a great leader. I'm an example of what a great leader is, right? A great leader, is a great leader perfect? No. We still have internal issues. We still struggle with addictions like everyone else. We still struggle with things in life. But one thing a great leader does is that they always know how to get back on track. If they make a bad decision, they know never to make that decision again. A great leader knows how to carry themselves with self-control being at top of mind. One thing about me is that I'm not going to exhibit bad behavior, if that makes sense, right? I have a lot of self-control. There are things that I don't agree with. There are things that I don't like, but I'm never going to go to a point of where you're going to see me act out about it. To me, it just doesn't make sense for me to carry myself that way. I've done that before in the past. And believe me, that gets you nowhere in life but wearing a name tag that does not belong to you. You're talking to a guy who knows, because I lived that lifestyle. I used to struggle with marijuana use. I used to struggle with alcohol use. I used to struggle with pornography. I used to struggle with negative and poor thinking. I struggled with almost everything you can think of underneath the sun in my past. But I've overcame that, because the world is not going to write James's story. I'm going to write my own story. And I'm no longer wearing name tags that people think I should be wearing. I'm wearing a bigger name tag these days that says leader on it. And that can be you. You can decide to wear that same name tag that says you are a leader. But you've got to decide to do that. And when you decide that, make sure your leadership stands out. Let's talk about a few traits that a great leader has, because this is where it's going to count for you. This is the things you need to focus on to be a great leader and to stay a great leader. Number one, you need to have confidence. Confidence in yourself to know that you're a great leader, and confidence in yourself to know you're going to continue great leadership. I used to struggle when I first got into leadership and coaching, because I would always say, why me? Why do people choose me? I'm nobody. I'm just like my neighbor. I'm just like my best friend. But I started to realize that, yes, I'm just like them, but I'm confident enough to know that I'm a great leader and that I'm a great coach, right? A great leader is usually articulate. They know how to explain things. They know how to make their presence felt with some words, or maybe no words at all. But a leader is articulate in the way they carry themselves and the way they express who they are. A great leader will acknowledge their weakness. Yes. As well as a great leader will be very aware of their strengths. A great leader welcomes challenges. Bring it on. What's next? I got this. There's no hiding. I want the toughest assignment in the room. That's what a leader says. A leader says, no matter how rough it is, I'll find a way to get the job done. A great leader understands others' emotions. We understand what makes or could make someone cry. But not only do we understand what can make someone cry, we understand what that feels like. We understand the emotion of hurt. We understand the emotion of what eternal pain feels like. Because a leader cares enough about himself or herself to know that if they have emotions that hurt, that someone else next to them can have those same emotions. I think that's what makes a great leader the greatest part about a leader, is because they can interpret and understand someone else's emotions. A great leader shows compassion for others. Hey, I know you're having a hard time. What do you need from me? Hey, I see you've had a rough morning. What can I do to make things easier for you? A great leader will show compassion for people. They will have a big heart to help people. That's a great leader. Now, do you have, is a great leader going to be the most confident person in the world? Maybe not, but they do have confidence in themselves. Will a great leader always be very articulate? Maybe not, but they will have a way of expressing themselves so others can relate. That's traits of a great leader. It's never too late for you to become a leader. I don't care what age you are. You can become a leader at 65 years old. You can become a great leader at 55 years old. It is never too late for you to become a leader. And I'm not talking about leadership or leading a crowd of people. I'm talking about internal leadership. You leading yourself down the path of success. You leading yourself down a path of self-control. You leading yourself down a path to say, I'm not wearing any more name tags. I'm only wearing my name tag. And that it says success on it. The world doesn't write your story. You do. You have the ability and the power to write your story. That equals you purchasing a happy and healthy lifestyle. Sometimes we have to swim through peanut butter to get to the water. Life is not easy for anyone. So don't fabricate in your mind that someone's life is easier than yours, because everybody's got struggles. Doesn't matter how much money you got. Doesn't matter how much fame you got. Doesn't matter what block you live on. It doesn't matter which car you drive. It doesn't matter which cities or states or countries you vacationed at. Everybody has to swim through peanut butter to get to water. Don't put yourself on island alone, and that's what I call it. You're on island alone now. That means you are on your own little island thinking poorly about yourself. Poor me. Why me? It's always me. It's never the next person. So when I tell you, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. That should be what everyone is fighting for. So that the world doesn't write your story, you do. Hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening to the episode today. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this podcast is all about rewiring the way you think. And if you rewire the way you think about certain scenarios, it can drive success, and you driving success in your life drives a bigger bank account. Now, that might not always be the case, but a happy and healthy lifestyle does not matter how much money you got in the bank. What matters is that you're happy and you live in life to the fullest. But the cherry on top is just a bigger bank account, right? Hey, y'all, if y'all want to meet up with me, y'all want a consultation, want to talk to me about your struggles, about business ventures you got going on. I actually just helped a guy the other day write a business plan for a coaching business as he's opening up. Email me at jewatki1@gmail.com. It is $50 for a 30-minute consultation. We can discuss anything under the sun. If you want me to just be a big ear and listen, I can be a big ear. If you want feedback from me, I can provide feedback. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. When you subscribe to it, you'll be the first one to get an alert when an episode drops. You can tap right in and be on your way to rewind the way you think. Leave comments about the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. Things you want me to hear me talk about. Things you don't want me to talk about. Hey, I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. That's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself and someone else, please don't hesitate to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what this is, y'all. Peace!